those things up. He says, if we did some things that other countries would have done, which is an easy option, this would have had consequences for Europe. So I take into that he means burning the senior bondholders in the major banks. So the question really is, if there is a debt deal to be had, right, or a break that we can get out of this, the first question is, what is the break? It certainly can't be the $64 billion that we recapitalise the banks. I mean, that's our local issue. I mean, we often talk about Ireland, you know, being impacted by international events, but a lot of the problems happened here. You know, unfortunately, they arose because there was the way Ireland handled the situation. Now, when you look at this bank debt deal, the question is how much of it could be on the table. So that might be around, and I've spoken to a few economists, around the figure of about $5 billion. That could be what we're looking at here in this situation.
Very small percentage.
It's a very small percentage, but
the total.
We decided to recapitalize the banks, we had to have a functioning banking economy to impact the real economy. Now, everyone's going to have a view on that and that number. But when I read through the Taoiseach speech, I mean, what he basically says is that, look, if we hadn't taken these steps, there could have been greater consequences for Europe. Now, maybe what he's hinting at there is that, look, if we did burn the bondholders, that would have scared off those people who fund European banks. That would have driven up the cost of funding. So is there a calculation we can do there and say, but for what we did, funding in Europe would have gone up by, you know, 15, 20 or 200 basis
points. Eaten bread is long forgotten, though. And I mean, that's not a negotiating tool, is it, to say if we hadn't have done that back then? You know, today that doesn't have relevance when you're trying to negotiate the deal, does it?
Yeah, and in fact, the Taoiseach says that in his own speech. He says, look, we did the presidency, we did great work in the presidency, but the past is the past. I think that's one part of the speech that might come back to haunt him in that area. So that is the issue. And, you know, exactly who has to be part of the debt deal? Is it all the members of the Troika? Is it the ECB? Is it the EC and the IMF? You know, who has to
sign
off
on
this? Exactly. So the question is, first of all, is there a deal to be done? Secondly, what leverage does Ireland have? I mean, this wasn't a speech where at the end he went up and said, may I have more, please, sir. But he just, again, positioned, I think, the arguments, but they appear to be more moralistic and the but for. If we had not done this, then the situation could have been a lot worse.
What do you think?
Whether the situation could have been a lot worse?
No, do you think that there is, that $5 billion could be on the table in terms of a reduction that we could get, and will we get it?
Look, I don't know what that figure might end up being, and I don't know whether we'll get anything at all. But, you know, if people are going to listen and give us an audience to have those discussions, we'd be stupid not to try and take those discussions while they're available. And at some point, either that's going to peter out, or for whatever reason, a lack of interest on the other side, or because we just don't feel our case is strong enough.
Okay. Minister Pat Rabbit mentioned the Bundestag committee that visited Ireland and reported in the last couple of days. It's a report on the Irish Times website today. It says that we've no business plan to return to sustainable growth, and also that while we have regulated the domestic financial companies, we're ignoring the elephant in the room, which is all of these companies that set up the brass plate on the door and employ nobody and have 1.7 trillion euro in assets. They're saying that could be a huge problem for Ireland. Do you agree? I mean,
well, the question is that 1.7 trillion on our balance sheet, yes or no? And, you know, that's where I would start the debate with. And arguably, that's not necessarily an Ireland's balance sheet. So if those companies go belly up, it's not that Ireland has to dig in and make good those losses. So I think we have to discuss that. I mean, I've only read the article that was in the paper today. And it says we don't have a strategy. I mean, you know, the Taoiseach's clearing group set up the IFSC strategy document, which industry worked with. And there's a blueprint, and I think we can talk about that a bit later if we need to, which talks about getting growth in the IFSC industry. So there is a plan for a particular sector. I mean, I do have some sympathy, but it's quoted here that they spoke to John Fitzgerald at the ESRI. Now, John Fitzgerald is on the board of the Central Bank of Ireland. John Fitzgerald sits on the Central Bank of Ireland's audit committee. So, you know, if these comments are attributable to him are correct, then, you know, it's interesting because that comes from somebody who sits on the CBI. Now, albeit he might be saying it in a personal or an ERSI capacity.